Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amiya. How may I assist you?
What's your name?
Amiya.
Amiya? Yeah. I went into a program that said you get a Christian for $2. And I put my numbers, and then you charge me.
Still here.
Are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, your zip code would be?
I'm calling up for, it was 4:13. The amount, $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
27103.
7103?
Mm-hmm.
That's your zip code?
27103.
Okay. And your first and last name would be?
What?
First and last name.
G.
Your name
Gladys
is?
Gladys Dalmos.
All righty. Billing address for security purposes, please, Ms. Gladys.
Why?
So I can confirm your account, Ms. Gladys.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
All right.
Excuse me. 2607.
Yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account, this is just a brief review because the account has been canceled. There was a survey, and it was taken to win a mixer kit. Do you recall taking that survey for that mixer kit?
Yeah, they were telling me that I won a prize of a goosey there, and all I had to pay was $2.
Right, so with you taking that survey, it also expressed that you will be automatically subscribed to the ByteHub app. It provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings, but you emailed them to express that you was not
interested.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to get this situated for you. You will be receiving an email, you know, confirming the cancellation, which they've already canceled. The findings will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Listen. Email me the number. I am 82, and if you don't get back to me, give me my money back.
I just expressed that I gave you a refund, ma'am. I just gave you a refund. It will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days,
well,
ma'am.
Listen to me. I will give you information to Better Business Bureau. Because you are a fraud. Did you hear me?
Your account is canceled. You are getting, okay.